It's Seeds of Success Day today on MyFM. Today we're with Laura Walters at Great Lakes Farms.
Now, how long has, do you know, I was going to say history-wise, we go back a long way, but yes. I'm not sure how long.
So the farm itself has been here since the 1960s. Yeah. And then current owners are Joe and Marianne Van de Gevel. And they have been here at the farm since 2008, I believe.
So how long have you worked here?
I have been here full time since 2021. I did work here a couple seasons before that as well. But I am the only employee that stays on year round, full time year round.
Now, do you have a title or a position?
I mean, official title is manager of the apple barn, but of course the apple barn's only open during our busy season, so then in the off season I do a mixed bag of work from pruning the trees in the winter to pressing the apples into juice for our hard cider. So kind of anything and everything. I wear many hats, as do pretty much all of
flexible,
us here.
Pruning the trees, how many of them are you pruning?
We do, yes, we prune them all. We start in the winter and then we'll work our way through till into the springtime with them. So we farm over 180 acres worth of apple trees. Of course, ourselves and then a great team that we have working here. We plant about 980 trees per acre.
And I take it that most of them all go out for the people that come here?
Surprisingly, 90% of what we grow leaves the farm via like wholesale means. So distributions into the grocery stores and local markets. And about 10% will go out through our UPIC.
The 90% that go out, is it local or do they go, some of them go a fair distance?
Pretty much local. So we distribute through Algoma's and Martin's, but those would be our apple or some of our apples in the grocery stores. Of course, we work with the local markets as well, DeBacker's, Port Stanley Foodland, Brywood.
But you also have a lot of other products here, a lot of them apple-based, but I see that you're in, we'll get into the cider in a minute, because that's interesting, but I see that you have a lot of other products beyond apple here.
Yes, absolutely. So we grow many other things other than apples, peaches, strawberries, pumpkins, pears. And then, of course, we have the Apple Barn Market, which is our retail space that we are growing kind of every year. We bring in lots of local goods, Wildflowers Farms, bring in their honeys and teas. Joy Soap Company is another local product with lip balms, lotions, and soaps. So we try to support as local as best as we can. So yeah, lots of different like gifting items as well as preserves. So lots of stuff that way. And then now we're offering, we've always offered our baked goods. And we do like soup and pastries now as well. Most of our baking is done from scratch here at the farm. And then the soups we bring in from Soup to Go, which is a mother-daughter team.
This part of the retail operation, is it open year-round?
It's not. So we opened August 1st and then we're open till November 5th. And then we do close for the season. Our apples are available in a self-serve booth and while they last. And then we are always looking for ways to expand the life of the farm and always kind of consideration to how we can extend that.
About that expanding now, part of that new, I'm not sure if it's new this year or new relatively, is the cider.
Yes.
Yeah, tell me about that.
So the hard cider is a new endeavor. We did have two flavors in the apple barn that we had made last season for the 2022 apple season. So we started with a semi-sweet and a dry, and this year we launched with 8 flavors. So yeah, we have something for everyone, kind of that whole spectrum from dry all the way through to a very sweet dessert style apple cider. So we've pressed our own apples and it has pretty much all been made here at the farm right from start to finish, including label designs, canning and bottling, pressing and fermenting, all done here at the farm. So yeah, it has been a really neat endeavor, something that Joe and Marianne had considered years ago, but just had a really young family and things didn't fall into place at the time. And then a couple years ago, somebody was looking to kind of get out of the business and sell off their equipment. We brought it here and have been kind of tinkering with it. And then this year was our year to launch with the eight different kinds.